Resources Committee. Today's date is March 1st, 2010. The time is 3:35. We have with us Senator French, Senator Stevens, and myself, Wilikowski. We're expecting Senator Huggins to be here shortly, so we have a quorum. And we'll start out with Senate Joint Resolution Number 27 by Senator Egan. So if you could come forward, and if you have staff as well with you that is necessary, then you could put yourself on the record and tell us about your resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Dennis Egan, representing District B, Juneau.
Let's welcome Senator Huggins as well. Please, go ahead.
And Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thank you for letting me testify on Senate Joint Resolution Number 27. This bill urges Congress to use a portion of federal revenues to market American seafood. U.S. seafood producers need quality with other U.S. food producers, and seafood producers struggle with the same challenges as other producers, yet are not given the same support. Specifically, seafood producers do not receive any funds for domestic marketing and product development. They face competition from foreign products that require vigorous and innovative promotions. Currently, over 80% of the fish consumed annually by American families is the product of foreign countries. Marketing investments in the Alaska seafood industry have met economic development and support for an industry so vital to Alaska's economy and culture. And I have Julie Decker representing the United Fishermen of Alaska. Julie will speak to the creation of the National Seafood Marketing Fund to market domestic seafood and to establish a regional seafood marketing board, or more than one board. And there is an amendment from one of the members, Senator Gary Stevens, and it's a simple switch in a number, and Senator Stevens will be available to speak on the amendment. We received new information from the federal government, and it's good news for hopefully for Alaska, because it ups the figure from 50% to 80%. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Great. Thank you, Senator Egan. Are there any questions for Senator Egan? All right, thank you, and thank you for bringing this forward. There is an amendment, and it's I'll title it Amendment Number 1, and it's to change page 1, line 5, delete the 50 and replace with an 80. And is that an amendment that you'd like to offer, Senator Stevens?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move Amendment Number 1.
Is there any objection to that? Okay, seeing none, Amendment Number 1 is adopted. Let's open it up for public testimony. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to testify on this? Yeah, please come forward, put yourself on the record. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Chairman and committee members. My name is Julie Decker. I am the project leader for development of the National Seafood Marketing Coalition. This is United Fishermen of Alaska's new initiative to fund a national program to market domestic seafood in the United States. This is Bruce Wallace along with me. He's one of the team members also. UFA has taken the initiative to form this coalition partly because Alaska is uniquely positioned to lead this project, since we are national leaders in the production of seafood, the management of seafood, and the marketing of seafood. You have packets that have detailed information about both the coalition and the fund that the coalition is attempting to create. Today I'll simply outline the basic concept behind what we're trying to do. The idea is to take import duties that are collected on fish and fish products already and invest a portion of those duties into a nationwide domestic seafood marketing program. There would be, our proposal is to create 9 regional boards throughout the country, and these boards would receive the monies each year and determine how to direct those monies into marketing activities. The idea behind that is when you increase marketing activities, which includes product development, advertising, research and development, and infrastructure, you're actually increasing the value of the product. You are increasing your competitiveness against foreign competition. You are growing the economy with resource that's already harvested and producing more jobs in that area. And, you know, the bottom line of more marketing in the seafood industry is more jobs and more economic growth. So in that sense, we've seen, the state of Alaska has seen the return on the investment of seafood marketing, and we'd like to see a continuation of that on a nationwide basis. So far, we've had very good interest across the country. We've made one trip out east. We're scheduled to make another one later this week. We've already got a letter of support in return, and we're going to continue that coalition building throughout the year. We are simply asking for your support, and one of the reasons why that's important is that we're taking these resolutions of support, such as one passed by AASME, one from UFA, and hopefully from the legislature, as an example to other communities, other organizations across the nation, as to what they can do to help with the initiative. So I thank you for your time, and I'm open for questions.
Thank you. Are there questions?
Yes, Senator Frank. Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Just a little bit of education, perhaps for myself as much as anything, but on page 2 of the resolution, the first whereas clause says that duties and tariffs generate approximately $280 million annually for the U.S. Treasury. I didn't know it was that big. Then the second whereas clause, though, is the place where I have a question. It says revenue from anti-dumping and countervailing duties on imported fish total hundreds of millions of dollars. That's a separate category, I take it. And can you just give me a little bit about what anti-dumping and countervailing duties are and how they work?
Sure. Through the chair. To answer your question, yes, these are two distinct pots of money. The anti-dumping countervailing duties is, from what I understand, it is what the U.S. Levies to try to level the playing field. In other words, for other countries who may subsidize their industries, subsidize, let's just say, farm fish. And then so the United States will levy a duty there to try and level the playing field.
That's them from selling their product at below market costs. That's
correct.
In the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of nods. Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Other questions? Okay, seeing none. Thank you for your testimony. Did you want to testify as well, sir?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Just
state your name for the record.
Bruce Wallace from Juneau. There is an interesting aspect to this that I think is worthy of at least going on the record. The state of Alaska has worked well with industry on numerous levels for a number of years. We find that that's not necessarily true around the United States. So we're probably some ways considerably more developed. This will, if successful, build a number of bridges, not the least of which I think is between the maritime states, because this will only work if in fact all or the majority of the maritime states are on board. So the liaison between legislative bodies and executive branches within the states will have to be brought in, as that's not something that's normally done around the United States to the same degree certainly as it is in Alaska. So there's a benefit to the state beyond just the development of the National Marketing Coalition and hopefully the legislation that would come from that. Just a point of information.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Questions? Okay, seeing none. Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
I don't see anyone else signed up. Is there anyone else in the room wishing to testify on this? Seeing none. Anyone online wishing to testify? Hearing none. We'll close public testimony. Any other questions by the board, by the committee members? Okay. It's the policy of the committee to hold these bills over, give the public an opportunity to weigh in. So we'll set this one aside till next week and hope to move it early in the week next week. Thank you, Senator Regan, for bringing this forward. And next bill is Senate Bill 274 by Senator Dyson. Welcome to the committee, Senator Dyson. Yourself on the record and welcome to the committee.
And thanks to the committee for hearing us. Senator Fred Dyson, District I, and with me is
my chief of staff, Chuck Kopp. This there's a very effective fish hatchery on Elmendorf that is being reconstructed, and folks who are very familiar with the existing fish hatchery and its history have come and asked that the new history be the new hatchery be named after William Jack Hernandez, and I suspect in your package you've got some documentation of why this is appropriate. This is an extraordinary person. He was serving as a civilian contractor in Wake Island during the South Pacific, and building fortifications for the Marine Corps. When the Japanese attack, they had a 16-day fight, and in which he participated, and then was taken prisoner and was 3-plus years as a prisoner of war, escaped once and was recaptured. He came back and enlisted in the U.S. Army, transferred to Fort Richardson in 1956 and as an NCO, and was assigned to be the Fish and Wildlife Conservation NCO. And his job was to rehabilitate the lakes and streams on the post. In 1957, the Secretary of Army approved a cooperative agreement with the Territorial Fish and Game Department, and on it went. And they used waste heat from the power plant and started and had a very successful operation for a long time. In 68, he retired from the Army, was given an Army commendation for his efforts, went to work for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and in a few years returned to Fort Richardson, managed the hatchery there. He retired. I might add, certainly is intriguing to me, the History Channel, which I am addicted to, ran a special on the Wake Island called Wake Island, the Alamo of the Pacific. A book has been written that largely centered on his life, talking about the Wake Island prisoners and their time in captivity and so on. And this is an extraordinary person, and the effort to get his name attached to it, I believe, has largely come from people who've worked with him or worked in his wake and seen what he accomplished. And I think some of them are here, and there's a list of them. There's an article also that appeared in We Alaskans, looked like this, and and talking about the hatchery and his accomplishments and so on. And I have a small amendment. We've realized after we did this bill that it was possible to confuse that we were naming the existing hatchery, which is being disassembled, and the amendment just changes the title and makes it very clear that it's the new one that will be named after Mr. Hernandez.
Great. Thank you, Senator Dyson. Questions for the sponsor? Okay, seeing none, there is an amendment. I will offer that amendment number one. I'll just briefly, any objection? Okay, seeing none, amendment is accepted. Just some technical changes at line one, inserts the word the, so it would be an act naming the new, inserts the word new. Line five, inserts the name of the fishery, William Jack Hernandez Sport Fish Hatchery. Also on line five, delete located and inserts under construction. Page one, line six, following anchorage inserts, scheduled to be completed in May 2011. So, okay, amendment is adopted. Public testimony, we've got a few people online wishing to testify. We got Irvin Brock. Mr. Brock, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Could you put yourself on the record and give us your brief testimony?
Okay, my name is Irvin Brock. I worked with Mr. Hernandez for several years at the beginning of my career with the department, and I can see no one more deserving of having the facility named after him. He was the first fish culturist hired by the state of Alaska to manage the Fort Richardson hatchery. And Bill was a friend and mentor to many future state hatchery employees. And I don't know if anybody else has mentioned this, but Bill was the consummate gentleman. He called everyone sir. It didn't matter what your age or your experience. I was a wet behind the ears graduate student just out of graduate school when I started with the state, and I was still sir to Bill. The fish at the hatchery meant everything to Bill, to the point where it was told that some evenings, if an alarm would go off in the middle of the night at the hatchery, Bill would answer it immediately, sometimes not even fully clothed. So this honor would be greatly appreciated by a lot of the people who worked with Bill. He really deserves this, to have this facility named after him. He was so active in getting everything running that it would be a great thing to put his name on part of what he started. And I guess that's about all I really have to offer.
Thank you, Mr. Brock. Appreciate your testimony. Next up, we have Tom Namtvedt. Could you put yourself on the record, sir?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, can you hear me?
Yeah, if you could talk in, maybe get a little closer to your mic, and please put yourself on the record and give us your testimony.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Tom Namtvedt. I live in Wasilla. I'm a commercial fisherman, a retired fisheries biologist. I want to thank Senator Dyson for sponsoring this legislation. I'd like to add my support and add a few comments not included in the sponsor statement, and also add a few things to what Irv had to say. Bill referred to even me, I was a specialist 4, an E4, he was an E6, he referred to me as kind sir, not just sir, but kind. Bill took every death of a fish personally. It was like a personal defeat. He cared more than just about anybody else. When he retired in 1968, I took over his duties and quickly learned that he left huge shoes to fill. Bill's production figures listed in the sponsor statement are an amazing accomplishment for basically a one-man operation. Granted that he got periodic visits by fish and game personnel, and a tagging crew showed up in the spring to help him tag fish. And occasionally, the stockade let some minimum security prisoners work with Bill, but he was something to watch. He worked in hip boots, had the grimiest fatigues of anyone, and was always on, say, a VIP tour, despite his disheveled uniform. Colonel Savage knew him well. Respected him, gave him no trouble, despite the fact that Bill was not the most tidy soldier. Griff Quentin, who was Rose and Ground Supervisor at Fort Richardson, told me recently that Sergeant Hernandez, he was a staff sergeant, or Bill as he was known to his friends, came to him one day with a wild idea to raise fish in the power plant. This idea gathered support and evolved into the cooperative agreement between the Army and the Territorial Department of Fish and Game. You know, the quality of fishing in roadside lakes in and around Anchorage is totally dependent on hatchery stocking. Lakes in Alaska are not productive enough to withstand heavy fishing pressure without supplemental stocking. Same thing goes for salmon fishing in Ship Creek, Campbell Creek, and Bird Creek. And the Fort Rich project, coupled with the Fire Lake Hatchery, early on, ultimately the Fire Lake Hatchery was closed due to poor water quality, and Fort Richardson was converted into a fish hatchery. Bill died of cancer in 2003. He lived at Lake Susitna, fished commercially in Bristol Bay. I'd say the local sport and commercial fishermen owe Bill a huge thanks. I and many other former colleagues and friends ask for your support. This worthy legislation. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Namtvedt. Next up, we have Gary Wall. Mr. Wall, could you put yourself on the record and give us your testimony?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is Gary Wall. I live in the Sand Lake area of Anchorage, and I just wanted to add my support to naming the new fish hatchery after William J. Hernandez. I arrived in 1973 and was assigned as an E2 to the fish hatchery. Bill took me under his wing, showed me all I needed to know, helped me out in every way. I worked with Bill through his career until he retired, and he was just a great guy, a real gentleman. He knew his fish. He was dedicated to the hatchery and the hatchery programs, to the Department of Fish and Game, like no one else that I've ever met. And I think it'd be a great honor to name the new hatchery after him. And I have nothing else to add.
Thank you, Mr. Wall.
Yes.
Next up, we have Michael Fallon.
Yeah.
Put yourself on the record and welcome to the committee.
Yeah, thank you. I got this note about the committee just a few hours ago, so it was enjoyable to listen to everybody's testimony. I know all of them except Tom Namvit, though I've heard of him. My name is Michael Fallon. I'm a former retired Alaska Department of Fish and Game fish culturist and assistant manager at Fort Richardson. It was quite an honor to work with Bill at the beginning of my career, as Irv did. And I can't think of anybody that has come through the fish culture program that has made a difference like Bill has for all of us. I helped put together his retirement when he retired from Fish and Game, and it was quite an honor to see some of the people show up there for his retirement. Some people that have passed on, but he was well respected with everybody in the fish culture program, as well as the biologists, Larry Engel and some of the others that Mike, I can't think of his name in Fairbanks, but everybody in the state respected him, and he worked with the biologists to help put together the stocking program and rearing the fish. Again, he's made a huge difference for all of us, and probably the best example of dedication for what he did. There's still stories about him that go around many years after he is gone, and it's enjoyable to hear about his contribution. I had some other things to say, but they've all been said already. I don't know if anybody has any questions for me, but I would like to support it also, and I hope it carries the day. Another person that might be pursued for a recommendation is Jesse Wilson, who operated the power plant and worked closely with Bill in working with managing the water and the temperature and everything. He was that helped us with the program as well. So I think that's all I have to say, if there's any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Fallon. Seeing no questions, the last testifier we have on the off-nets is Fred Williams. Mr. Williams, could you put yourself on the record? Welcome to the committee.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, my name is Fred Williams, and I live in Copper Center. I worked as a fisheries biologist for 37 years, 24 years of this for the state of Alaska, and the remainder of the time in the lower 48. During my 37 years as a fisheries biologist, I knew and worked with many fisheries people, and Bill was by far the most dedicated fisheries biologist that I ever had the pleasure of working with. Bill lived and breathed his hatchery responsibilities. Bill was self-educating as far as fisheries by reading practically every fisheries publication he could get his hands on. He was continually working to improve the hatchery system. Bill talked very little about his time as a prisoner of war. Mostly his conversations were about the hatchery. It is only fitting that we honor Bill as a hero of World War II and a very dedicated state employee by naming the new hatchery after him. Bill loved his country, he loved Alaska, and he loved his hatchery.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Is there anyone else online wishing to testify? Okay, hearing none. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. And as is the committee policy, we'll set this bill aside, and if hope to move it out next week or sometime in the near future. Thank you, Senator Dyson. Any other questions from the committee? Okay. There's no further business before the committee. We are adjourned. Wow.